carers from minority ethnic groups sometimes have specific needs. Differences in language and culture may mean they face additional barriers in accessing resources, and the services offered to them may not always be appropriate.
Yuan Yi Feng Lou. Forward. Yuan Yi is to rear your children to protect old age.
That was Anna Watson, director of the Chinese Welfare Association in Belfast, with a traditional Chinese saying. For Anna, it's a reminder of how much things have changed within the 8,000-strong community she serves. It no longer rings entirely true, though for the founder members, the support of their children was very important, as they often found themselves isolated from the rest of their community.
The first Chinese family came to Northern Ireland in 1963. Then Chinese people continued to come right through the last 30 years, although we believe there was a bit of a lull during the 70s at the height of the Troubles. But in fact, Chinese people have never stopped coming to Northern Ireland. So they in fact sought out areas and towns and cities in Northern Ireland where there maybe hadn't been any restaurants and carry-outs before, and then they went and established restaurants. And quite often in rural areas, they would be the only family in that area, miles and miles without any Chinese families about them.
Lily Braid, a community development worker with the association, found one very common problem amongst older people when she conducted a survey of their health and social care needs.
I think it's a lot of the problems are related to the language because of they cannot speak. Everything is connected. A lot of the supports are done by the family. If they have fallen ill, then it's the family's responsibility to look after them. Because it's no point getting somebody who doesn't speak the language to go into your house to do the home help, to do or to care for you.
Surmounting the language barrier by providing translation services is one of the most important roles performed by the Chinese Welfare Association.
There isn't a single social worker here who's Chinese. You know, in all the social services in Northern Ireland. So if the elderly person cannot speak the language, you know, they feel that, one, people from the wider community wouldn't understand the culture, two, there wouldn't be the common language, you know, to deal with it.
To outsiders, it may appear that the community is self-sufficient, but as Lily explains, this is not always the case.
I think they have a stereotype in them, like in perhaps in the health services, they would have thought, because this is the culture for the families to look after the elderly. They may just jump into the conclusion, no, the family will look after them, we don't have to worry too much about it. So that will limit their choice, what choices they can have.